howdy, folks. Hope you guys are doing great today. Coming to you guys live from the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research from snowy Florida.
That's something we're going to say very often.
Yeah. Have you guys seen? We had some pretty cool videos and stuff. From
9 inches of snow in the panhandle.
See that? Yeah. Destin, Pensacola. One thing we haven't seen in a long time is snow on the Gulf.
All-time record.
Yeah. But you got to remember. You need to drive your electric cars because global warming is about to heat up everybody.
Well, no. They're going to tell everybody that the reason that's cooling down is because of electric cars.
Ah, yeah. So we're getting the benefits of the EV vehicles.
Yeah, there we go.
Spontaneously combust in people's garages and burn their houses.
That heats their houses for them. it's a win-win.
Well, nothing quite burns like a lithium-ion battery.
You got to dump about 50,000 gallons of water on to dump it out. It's crazy.
Hope you guys are staying strong and healthy. The rest of the country seems like you're getting pretty good weather. We're nice and snowy down here.
It's pretty cold everywhere. They're in North Carolina right now. It's about 2 degrees where we have a place up there. Yeah.
2 degrees. That's fun. Bundle up on that.
Remember, several words here for you. Closed cell polyurethane foam for a metal building.
Yeah, that's actually really bad, but really good. As far as the barn dominiums have gotten very popular. They're not as good a price as budget as they used to be.
They'd be cheap. But
about 10, 15 years ago, especially before the whole pandemic, the metal building barn dominiums, you build a shell on a slab, then get some more money up and then basically trim out the inside, spec it out. You build some pretty nice stuff. And you got enough room for toys and trucks and tractors and everything.
And when you use a closed cell insulation, you can put about 3-4 inches on the roof. It's like an R40.
It turns into igloo. It literally turns into igloo. We did that up in North Carolina in the barn up there. And what it does is during the summer, it still stays cool. During the winter, it still stays cool. It keeps it really acclimated in there.
It stays about the same temperature all the time. It's really nice. And so what's really nice, but the thing about it is you got to run dehumidifiers.
Yeah.
Now, if you run the open cell insulation on a metal building, it'll sweat.
Yep.
And it'll drain and drip and be like a rainforest.
But if you want to run, you need to run open cell if you're going to use that in a house that has shingles.
Because the closed cell with shingles will cook the shingles.
Yep. And then what happens is when you go to replace the roof, everything comes off in one piece because it turns like a bonded cell right there.
Well, you can't replace plywood. It's all tied together. It turns into a mess.
Just you guys. I don't know. On insulation, we've built too many places.
This is supposed to be a health show.
You guys need anything, you know where to get a hold of us. The Brower Show. Thanks again for supporting the podcast and thebrowershow.com. We've got all different platforms that we have going on up here. Be sure to click on those. Like, subscribe, Rumble, Spotify, Gab, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, and a host of other ones. So be sure to check those out. And, of course, the product of the week, the N-acetylcysteine, one of the best formulas we have for detoxifying the body. And I've got a really good article here that I'm going to be going over here shortly on liver. It's an article I'll get into in a minute. I got a few other things. It's talking about 40% of U.S. adults are at risk of liver disease by 2050. So stay tuned. I'll be going into detail how N-acetylcysteine can actually really help support overall liver health and possibly prevent you from being one of those statistics. So stay tuned for later on the show with that. What's your first article you got today, buddy?
It's something good. I mean, here's a problem with Trump right now. I'm really loving a lot of stuff he's doing. And then yesterday we talked about the AI nonsense that he's talking about. But then Elon Musk came back in and started laughing and said, we don't have $500 billion to do this.
Well, yeah, that's the market cap. When I looked at it, it wasn't even just congressional money. The tech firms, how much cash that is to pump into one system?
$500 billion.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I mean, a lot of these companies are worth, 20, 30 billion, the total value, $50 billion, $100 billion.
Trillion here, trillion there. Pretty soon you start talking about real money.
Real money. Real money.
Trump ends the 1965 executive order from Lyndon Johnson that began affirmative action in the U.S. government. This is a big,
that's a huge
big,
deal.
Big deal. President Trump signed an executive order on Wednesday rescinding President Lyndon Johnson's executive order 11246, which mandated government contractors take affirmative action. The order more broadly ceases diversity, equity, and inclusion discrimination in the federal workforce and in federal contracting and spending, the White House noted. The federal government's hiring practices will now be merit-based, which means if you do a good job, you actually get hired.
Imagine that,
with employees being rewarded for individual initiative, skills, performance, and hard work. I mean, this is a really, really big deal. This started back in the 60s. It was a nightmare. This affected me directly.
Yeah.
Under Trump's order, the Office of Management and Budget will streamline the federal contracting process to enhance speed and efficiency, reducing costs, and require federal contractors and subcontractors to comply with our civil rights laws, a White House fact sheet says. Furthermore, the Office of the Federal Contract Compliance Programs will not be allowed to pressure contractors to balance their workforce based on race, sex, gender identity, sexual preference, or religion with the order. And here's the problem with all this. It's the DEI nonsense. You know, I want to have the best person flying the airplane in the front of the plane. I really do. Years ago, I flew up private. I was blessed to be on a private flight. And I remember we had a female main pilot. She was the pilot in charge. And she was awful. She's flying the planes around in circles. She's basically, you know, not getting clearance, you know, to fly, you know, at 30,000 feet. And it was awful. It was absolutely awful. It turned into a disaster. And she was the best pilot they sent me, right? It was all affirmative action. She was horrible. You think, well, you should just be happy she got you there alive. I am happy she got me there alive. But is that the bar we're setting now? I'm happy she got me there alive. I mean, I'd rather have her get me there, you know, 2 hours faster instead of flying in circles, not knowing where she was going. That was ridiculous. The problem with all of this stuff is when you put people like they've learned already with Boeing out there, you know, out west, you put them in a position to put screws into an airplane fuselage, and basically they're worried about their fingernails or worried about their, you know, hangnails or worried about how they look in their new little dress they have since they've been a dude their whole life and now they're wearing a dress. They kind of don't do what they're supposed to do, and now all of a sudden doors start flying off airplanes. That's a real problem in case anybody hasn't noticed it under Biden. And so it says we're going to make all this stuff here as far as gender identity, sexual preference, or religion under the new order not applicable. You know it's true.
No, it's so funny. You bring this up. There's something the other day somebody sent me, and it was a short clip. It's on social media, and it was this guy's in like full drag, grown man in drag, says he's a tranny. So there's a guy that says he's a girl. He says, well, I'm a tranny, this going on. He goes, I'm a lesbian, gender fluid. And then the guy stopped and he goes, so you're just doing a big long walk around and saying you're straight. You're a guy that's pretending to be a girl that's a lesbian. So you're a guy that likes girls, but you like to cross dress. He's like, this has gotten just so bizarre.
Years ago.
You're hired.
years ago, I was at a German bakery.
Yeah.
Here in Central Florida. A friend of he owned it, but he's passed away. I don't go there anymore. And I remember a tranny came in.
Yeah.
Okay. And she's wearing like a little short skirt.
Yeah.
Okay. Little blouse. And beard, yeah, beard.
Beard.
Oh, he had a beard, yeah. And
beard.
She's sashaying and prancing around. And I looked at Sharon, it's like 10, 15 years ago. I thought, you know, at any other time in the world, I'd consider that be strange. Yeah, but it's getting worse.
I know.
And I thought to myself, this person has some serious mental problems.
Yeah.
You know, if you wanted to be a girl and you're a guy and you weren't born the proper way, and you want to that's gender dysphoria. You're kind of messed up.
Yeah.
And you need to get some counseling. And I feel sorry for these people. I really do. But I mean, it was very,
hey,
very
somebody
strange.
Can deal with trauma, some stuff they're involved in, stuff as far as, you know, sexual abuse when they were younger. But again, at the end of the day, like you said, they really need some support. So they need somebody to help them.
And the other thing I have, and, you know, the Supreme Court already ruled on this too, as far as applications for college. You know, this thing with Johnson, what he did back in 65, he basically caused all of these colleges to base everything on gender. And these other
races
and race,
yeah,
and everything else. And I remember I was applying to some medical programs up in Tallahassee, and they said, we just want you to know that, you know, your grades are great. And, you know, you qualify to be in our program. But you got a problem. You're a white boy.
Yeah, it happens.
Now, they didn't say white boy. They said the problem is we have a racial quotient that we have to meet.
And we already have too many Caucasians.
And because you're a white male,
sorry, oh, well, for your luck.
Yeah, you know, sorry that this is going to be asked. Sorry you spent all those years in chemistry, especially organic.
Organic chemistry.
Oh, God,
yeah.
Organic chemistry was awful. But it just is what it is. So now you're able to go ahead, if you don't want to go to graduate school in some other field, you might as well go ahead and be working as a biology unit trainee, and we'll pay you $150 a week. And it's going to be, you know, be sitting in a trailer somewhere in the middle of a forest waiting for a fire to start. And I'm like, and I took organic chemistry for this. This is awful. And I thought myself, this is like a nightmare from the pit. I thought, why did I do this? I've been in college for years, and you know, and then they made us take, you know, physics, which I didn't care for either, and all these different. And then he had, don't forget the year of calculus you had to take. I use that every day right now, by the way.
I noticed that on the show, you're regularly using calculus.
I'm constantly doing derivatives.
I know. Yeah.
Now I will say one thing about the physics. When you plot interception points and all that, that was convenient. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
You're flying an airplane. Okay. But, you know, you don't really use a whole lot of it. You just kind of have to make sure that you hit the runway in the right spot. You got to make sure that the diagonals are right. And so, but it's good. So I'm glad that Trump did this too. So he's just adding.
Well, one thing I saw earlier, and I was reading about this. I had a few guys I talked to about last night about it. When we sent another 1,500 troops to the border, we're also sending Marines down there with Apaches. Simple file.
That's what happens when you designate them domestic terrorists.
1,000 Army and 500 Marines, along with 72 helicopters and a plethora of Apaches are going down there. And one thing about it is, even if you have rules of engagement, they're very restrictive. I don't care who you are. If you've been around Apaches and those things do a low flyover and they are full armored up,
it's intimidating.
You're going to take a step back.
Well, I was at the Blairsville airport one time with my plane. I'm out on the runway.
Yep.
And here comes like six Apaches.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like,
Information.
Oh, yeah. And they land at the airport.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like a little, they were fueling up.
Yeah.
And so the guys let us sit in the planes.
Yeah.
They had helicopters.
Those things, when you see them flying, they're some serious choppers.
That's some armored up stuff, I'm telling you. And they had mock weapons on them. They weren't real, but they had the mock weapons on them. And it was pretty amazing. It really was. And I thought to myself, this is something scary.
What I'm saying. If you got doggone, Marines going down there, the Apaches, and they're buzzing the doggone borderline back and forth all day. I don't really care who you are. You're not going to be running around.
You might as well throw in a warthog and have some of those 20 millimeter cannon going.
What's interesting, they may be doing, and this could be a play, and I don't know. This is me totally speculating. They could be doing this to instigate the Mexican drug cartel, see if the Mexican drug cartel is going to fire on them.
Engage. I don't think they will.
But, I mean, you got to remember, there's been videos of the Mexican drug cartel AT-4 rocket launchers. They're Swedish rocket launchers that we also work through with Raytheon.
I don't know
how the drug cartel's gotten those.
I guess if they were right on the border and they were still in Mexico, they wouldn't be in the United States. Maybe they could apply lethal force. I don't know. But, boy, I tell you what,
you launch an AT-4 to Marine Apache, you're going to get the entire squad on you.
Well, what's going to happen, though, is if it would definitely send a message, not wanted. probably don't want to come here anymore.
Well, and the thing about it is, at the end of the day, it's like you talk about, what does the Vatican have around it? Giant wall.
Giant wall.
What do they have in Israel?
Giant wall.
What do they have in China? Giant wall.
Yeah, they don't use that. They don't use that one. I think it's thousands of years old. Half of it's fallen down.
I know.
I've actually walked the Great Wall of China. You see it from space, by the way.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's the thing. In every civilization, you've always had borders and walls and security defenses. And for some odd reason, that southern border has just turned into a giant Swiss cheese.
So try to keep the Mongoloid hordes out of China. And then maybe we're going to keep the Mongoloid hordes out of the United States and the southern border. I mean, we could build a 50-foot wall like Israel did. Lay it up.
There you go.
Pre-stressed concrete. Lay it down. Put gun turrets in it.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Good luck, yeah.
Dig the foundation down 40 feet and pour it solid concrete with rebar. Have fun digging under that.
Now, also, too, as wild as it is, Los Angeles, another 10,000 acres of North L.A. is on fire. This thing's becoming just a...
But they have a tranny person running everything down there.
The mayor, I mean, they're everybody's getting investigated now over there.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're going to... Can the governor pardon in the state?
Yeah, they can pardon. The governor has full pardoning ability as far as from state matters. He can't pardon.
You watch and see if he doesn't pardon the mayor and everybody involved in this thing before Newsom's out of there.
Well, the whole thing is just ridiculous. Oh, by the way, Trump's going to be basically addressing Davos with the first major foreign policy speech, but he's doing it on video because he wants to fly out to California and make sure everything's okay.
There you go.
So I kind of like that, too. So Trump's actually doing something kind of cool here with all of this stuff.
Well, no. I mean, that's a fiasco out there. I mean, it's gotten bad. So, I mean, I'm glad he's going out there. Also, this is interesting, too. I saw this article. I bring this up a lot. It's one of the reasons why we talk about the distillation systems. Forever chemicals in drinking water linked to a rising cancer rate in a new study. PFAS in drinking water found
Teflon
to cancer patterns across different organ systems. Now, this isn't new. We knew PFAS. Basically, all these different, the Teflon's forever chemicals have had a serious issue, but they're finding now essentially that these PFASs are contaminating the drinking water at a higher and higher and higher amount, and a lot of this is because of these man-made chemicals. They're resistant to heat, resistant to water, resistant to oil. They're resistant to everything.
They're five carbon blocks.
It's eight or nine.
It's like a carbon fiber tub around the Lamborghini.
It doesn't break. It doesn't break down. It takes like 1,000 years to break them down.
I mean, I've seen a carbon fiber tub in a Lamborghini one time get into an accident at 214 miles an hour, and the two people that were in that Lamborghini walked away, and the carbon fiber tub was still worth $50,000 used. I mean, these things are stronger than steel and lighter than aluminum.
When you start overlaying that, overweaving that, that's what they do.
But this is carbon. That's what this is. These are forever chemicals. They don't come out of the body.
It's carbon.
We're all loaded with this stuff. It's awful.
Well, that's why it's so important to really be careful with this. And one of the biggest things too, and it doesn't talk about, it's talking about this in the water supply, but the biological effects of these chemicals, including the immune system disruption, thyroid functioning, all types of sexual issues as well, as far as what it does. I hope Kennedy
outlaws Teflon.
Yes, and also, too, it's one of the reasons why you got to be so careful about the prepackaged foods. I always tell people about this. When they're in the plastic, the little plastic bowls, you ever notice when you take them out, they're slippery. Those bowls are slippery. And then the packaging around it's plastic. And they say, oh, cut a one-inch hole in the top of the plastic and throw it in the microwave for 5 minutes.
Make sure you cook that Teflon,
Make
baby.
Sure you cook it. These are forever chemicals. These are PFAS is what they coat the inside of those bowls with so they stay slippery. So be very careful. If you're going to buy those, if you're going to get a clean, you know, ready meal like that, make sure you're taking it out of the packaging and cooking it in a pan or cooking it in the oven in a Pyrex. Do not be cooking that stuff in the microwave in that containers. I mean, you're better off to put it in a Pyrex and then put it in the microwave, which I don't recommend microwave.
I don't recommend it.
But you're better off doing that if you have to use a microwave than leaving it in the packaging.
You know, I've learned something the last few years. Toaster oven.
Oh, they're great.
Oh, my gosh. You don't heat up the house. They cook really fast. They heat up like in seconds. I love
toaster ovens.
They're
clean,
too. Oh, by the way, Trump is now repealing the embarrassing Biden policy allowing transgenders to serve in the U.S. military.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, embarrassing is you got some girl pretending to be a guy or a guy pretending to be a girl, and basically they're a sissy, and they're walking around with a bunch of Marines, and they get to be the spokesperson because it was Biden, and you got to be thinking about the communist China armed troops and the Russian Spetsnaz, and they're looking at this going, yeah, we're gonna have a battle with these guys.
The thing about it was, there were very few females trying to pretend that they were men going into the military because they had to meet men PT requirements.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Now,
these weirdo guys or trainees, they identify as a female. They have to meet female PT requirements. So, of course, it made it way easier.
They got these pictures of all these weirdos.
It's embarrassing.
And here's what it says. Sometimes the pen is truly mightier than the sword. After Donald Trump's inauguration celebration on January the 20th, the newly appointed president went straight to work, spending hours in the Oval Office signing over 200 executive orders while simultaneously answering random questions from reporters. Among those ledgers were multiple orders essentially vaporizing DEI from the federal government, ending 4 years of woke cultism imposed by the Biden administration. Executive orders included the federal government legally recognizing only two gender sexes and the closure of all DEI-related offices. In tandem with these actions were basically the open transgender presence within most aspects of the government. Trump also reversed a Biden order allowing transgenders to join the U.S. military. They can no longer join, Austin. Yeah. The reversal sets the stage for the administration to bring back Trump's original ban on trans military personnel. You know, the thing about it is when you have women who are pretending to be men and men who are pretending to be women in the military, how combat ready are they and how much combat effectiveness do they have? Not much. And just always remember that. I mean, you know, we got a military as strong as the United States military. We got a great military. It's very demoralizing to the troops, Austin, to bring this in. You know,
yeah.
I mean, can you imagine? Could you imagine being in a foxhole with a tranny? And you're like, this is weird. You know, and if they're not really prepared for what they're in, or they're making weird noises.
Well, that's
it'd be awful.
Weird noise.
Oh, it'd be horrible.
Yeah, I mean, the majority of ones that have requested, because a lot of the health issues they have, they never get actual combat deployment. Majorities are all administration positions.
Well, you got to remember, when you have your appendage cut off, if you're a guy and you try to build a vagina, you have a giant hole that's trying to heal itself all the time.
It's
awful.
Well, no, and that's the thing about it is majority of these individuals that have these mental disorders went in there because they wanted to be able to get
free surgery.
Surgery, or they wanted to get basically the medical support, you know, basically the prescriptions and stuff like that. They need their daily estrogen.
It's unbelievable.
Well, and what's crazy about it is if you try to go in the military with a prior injury, they ride your butt about it. I remember when I went into the OCS program, the Marine Corps up in Quantico, I blew my ankle out when I was riding motocross back when I was 15. I had to get a doctor's order on there. I had to have full blown. They went all over me as far as my ankle. They had to do X-rays back and forth. They wanted my prior X-rays from the surgery. They wanted my medical records.
No metal in your body.
Oh gosh, they wanted to make sure I had no screws left in it again. They wanted more X-rays. All this stuff on there. And I had a lot of issues with it as far as rut running and all that rut marching with the ankle. But it's like. But if I would have said, oh, by the way, I identify as a female. Oh, Oh, don't worry about it. Come on.
That was 20 years ago. Oh, man, they would have never put up with that.
It was not 20 years ago that never would happen. I know.
No. I mean, if it happened now, I mean, back then it'd been like, you know, what's wrong with you? Go away.
That's exactly what it was said.
Yeah.
Exactly what it was said. Goodbye. But also, too, another, this is a health article I wanted to talk about. I told you guys I was going to bring up earlier. It says over 40% of U.S. adults are at risk of liver disease by 2050, study warns. And this isn't just designated to issues with alcoholism anymore. There's massive problems that are going on with adults now. It says a study predicts that metabolic dysfunction associated liver disease will affect 121 million adults by 2050. That's 41% of the population. The published study in JAMA, which came out this week, projected by 2050, the number of adults that basically are going to be having this issue is going to be 121 million. It's a condition where excess fat builds up in the liver, leading to potential liver damage. The problem they're saying with this now isn't just related to alcoholism anymore. The biggest thing, high fructose corn syrup is contributing to this now because it's in everything.
I really hope Kennedy bans this.
And the issue that they're talking about with it here is that older adults are becoming more affected by it because it's a longer term thing that with the exposure of it. And I told you guys before, see, the liver is an organ that can handle, it can handle a barrage of toxins at a certain time. It's designed to be able to handle it. What it can't handle is long term toxin exposure every single day, all day, over and over and over and over and over again forever.
Poisons it.
And so what happens is when you got people that are eating high fructose corn syrup and they're eating all these preservatives and they're drinking occasional alcohol and they're not taking any supplements and they're not drinking enough water, it's just a perfect storm. And that's exactly what they're talking about here. And another study just came out, and this is funny, from PubMed, and it goes into detail how N-acetylcysteine is used in the treatment of shock liver now. That's also from acetaminophen-induced liver failure. They're actually treating acetaminophen-induced liver failure with N-acetylcysteine now. How funny is that?
Well, we got to be careful because what they'll do, they'll say that's a drug now, and you'll basically going to try to tell us.
This is the study that they tried to run this off of when they tried to do that, because this is back from 2020, right when they were trying to ban N-acetylcysteine from being used during COVID. That's when this came out, was February 2020, and that was another study that came out, and it goes into detail how acetaminophen improves liver function in patients with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. The study largely focused on protecting the liver by means of antioxidant material, specifically N-acetylcysteine, in the process of protecting the liver from injury. And if you scroll down here at the bottom of it, it's a long study, and I'm going to send it to you guys on the website, so I want you guys to read it. And it goes in here. Give me 1 second. I'm just trying to pull it up. Yeah, conclusion says the current study described the effectiveness of 3-month consumption of NAC in patients, which results in a decrease in the level of ALTs and in the size of the spleen compared to patients just taking vitamin C. So vitamin C works great. N-acetylcysteine actually worked better at detoxifying the liver on this. And so, again, another reason why it's really good to be staying on these antioxidants and really detoxifying the body on a regular setting. And if you really want to do it, stack N-acetylcysteine with vitamin C together.
Well, you know, well, the funny thing about it is the liver is the only organ in our body that will actually grow back.
Correct.
You can take your liver, cut it, and then leave a lobe there, and it'll actually grow back if it's healthy.
Yeah.
And it's kind of crazy how it does that. And when you take a liver from somebody else, it's very difficult because of the rejection problems, because the liver does a lot of stuff besides just detoxify. It makes a lot of stuff. Very important organ. By the way, ex-Obama's DHS chief tells Morning Joe that he expects mass resignation from the Department of Justice, yes, as a result of Trump's January 6th pardons. I think that'll be great. I really do. For the former Obama-era Homeland Security, Jay Johnson, that's a strange name, J-E-H, told Morning Joe that he expected mass resignation from the Department of Justice following President Donald Trump's pardoning of January 6th offenders. On his first day in office, pardoned some approximately 1,500 Capitol riot defendants and prisoners and commuted the sentence of 8 more in a camera Oval Office event after his inauguration. That's really a big photo op for him. I'm glad he did that, but he should have done it 4 years ago before he left office. Reflecting on the move when Trump had long teased Johnson, spoke with MSNBC host Joe Scarborough on Tuesday. Scarborough, by the way, noted that pardons for January 6th offenders were what his base wanted and what they had voted for, even for rioters who beat the hell out of law enforcement officers. Now, you know, crazy. I'm going to stop here for a second. A lot of these officers started beating the hell out of the people
that were there. Right.
And the guys fought back. So some of these officers did get, quote, the hell beat out of them.
Yeah.
They did. I'm not even going to try to tell you that didn't happen. But, you know, when a police officer oversteps his authority and his boundaries and starts beating like well, this article that, said, they as a person. It's not okay.
Gas, or a pet, I don't know if it is tear gas.
Especially in that tunnel. In that tunnel. Boy, that tunnel, they took they were beating on some people. The host asked, what am I curious about, with obviously your background and extensive knowledge of law enforcement, the dealing with U.S. attorneys, I'm wondering what the repercussions will this be with the impact of one for the 1,600 cases. He said he's already spoken to disenchanted Justice Department prosecutors. There's a federal prosecutor assigned dedicated to this case who's feeling pretty disenchanted this morning. Yeah, good. Go ahead and resign. I don't even know who you are. Bye. I would stop my words. I would not be surprised if we saw a mass resignation from the Department of Justice. It'll never happen. You know why? These are federal jobs. They're basically got they have unbelievable pensions and health care and benefits with them. They're not going to run away from this. There's no way they're going to do this. Now, there may be a few who are all mad, and there may be a few who are going to run away because they're afraid they're going to get prosecuted.
Yep.
For what they've done and the wrongful prosecution of other people. And so that was a very interesting article, I thought. Now, Austin has a little quick video. have you got it pulled up yet?
Yeah, I got it here.
This is me on Purple Sticks first thing in the morning. Watch this. You'll like this. Rich, go to camera 4. This is me on Purple Sticks in the morning, and you guys are going to like this. There I am. There I am. Oh, man, look at me go. That's me on Purple Stick. So here we go. Yeah.
You need another one? You're so funny.
I'm good. Your camera's back. Yeah.
One thing that I thought, this is kind of a humorous story here.
Marcy said that to me this morning. I started laughing.
Yeah, that's literally you in the morning once you wake up. Now, I need to get a video of you before Purple Sticks.
I've got that too.
You got that too? Yeah, is that the cat photo?
No, that's not that bad. I'll send that one to you here real quick. Come on.
No, so you know how much I absolutely loathe the ATF and their inability to do anything productive besides harass law-abiding citizens and pretty much manufacture things like, I don't know, Fast and Furious, where they gave the Mexican drug cartel 2,500 machine guns and lost all of them, only to find them in the hands of El Chapo years down the road and also shooting Border Patrol agents. ATF down. Listen to these guys. This is how arrogant ATF is. As you know, 2 days ago, Donald Trump came in, and he signed an executive order that all DEI, basically executives, any people in positions of DEI, essentially are going to be on paid leave administration. Paid leave. You're done. You're done. If that's your job, you're the DEI director of a position in any agency, you're going on paid leave until we can figure out how to fire you.
Well, yeah.
Right.
That's the, like I said, it's the problem with federal jobs. It's hard to get fired.
That's the problem. Okay. So ATF in their continual bad ideas factory, they go, we're the ATF. We don't have to listen to the president. We're our own agency that abides by nothing. We have no oversight. We do anything we want. So they have this individual here who's Lisa Boykin, senior executive, basically, of chief diversity officer. Lisa Boykin, that's her job, chief diversity officer in ATF. So we're not concerned about the Mexican drug cartel and the machine guns that we've given them. We're not concerned about why the drug cartels have AT-4 rocket launchers. No. We're trying to make sure that our ATF agents are very diverse, that we have enough transgenders on the field. That's our big position here with Lisa Boykin. So they went in and they actually rebranded and renamed her entire position and scrubbed chief diversity officer and made it senior executive. This is 2 days after the executive order went into place. They literally went in and scrubbed anything with the name DEI in a position and removed it from every site, every faculty, every platform in the ATF and put her position in a senior executive now. So they didn't have to fire her or put her on paid leave. That is how arrogant the ATF is. So I just wanted to put that out there. Anytime I get a chance to call them out on their illegal behavior, I always do so.
I've got the picture of me before Purple Sticks, but I can't get it to come.
Oh boy,
I'm trying to send it to you, but this is so frustrating. But you've been unwilling to give me the opportunity to have my own little thing here, so I can't put
the remote.
Oh, yeah.
This is
me.
The remote.
This is me. Yeah, this is me without Purple Sticks.
Now I wouldn't be the cat.
Let's say, you know, as much as you don't like cats, you have a lot of references to cats all the time.
I didn't say I didn't like cats. You've got to watch out for toxoplasma.
I just like big cats. The other day, I'm like, there's a place down in Sarasota. They have the big cat habitat.
I've been there before.
Taking the kids down there before. If you ever get a chance, really cool place. It's basically
One lion mixed
with
that.
They got a liger, which is where lions and tigers used to breed over in India. And they had to pretty much wipe them out because they were eating everything.
Yeah.
And these things are huge in person. They have one behind the fence and you're allowed to feed it. You can basically put stuff through the fence and let you feed it. And I mean, I have a video of Hunter feeding it, and I'm not joking when I'm talking about this liger's head was about the size, entire size of Hunter. If you know, he like kind of crouched down. I mean, it's spooky. And I'm sitting there going, I can't imagine being out in the jungle. Oh man, I'm gonna go forage and grab some food or go hunt, and all of a sudden you see this thing about to pounce on you from around the corner. And these things were huge, and the ones out in the wild were really big, so they had to wipe them out. But they still have some of the zoo as habitat. And also,
They are sterile; they can't breed.
Yeah, but they can sure eat.
They can eat.
They talk about essentially a lot of places donate all the food to them because they said the amount of food. I don't know what they say. He's 40 or 50 pounds of meat a day minimum.
That's some insane
amount. To keep it alive, not to grow or get big. These things weren't even that big.
They got to eat a lot of stuff. Man.
Yeah, as far as built, you could tell they were inside. But gosh, it's pretty cool. They got bears there. They got all kinds of cool stuff. And a lot of them, they're rescue animals from certain areas that can't really function out in the wild anymore. So they take them there. But the big cat, I don't even know why I'm talking about this.
I'm going to talk about something else.
Yeah. Right now. Anyways, I thought I'd get off on
yesterday.
That. You brought the cat thing.
I got a lot of compliments on yesterday's show when we started talking about D-Wave computers, et cetera.
A lot of people are very concerned, but also very curious.
Yeah. You know, it's basically, let me give you a little background on this. I didn't cover this in detail yesterday. So it's on the surface of D-Wave explained like this. To speed computation, quantum computers tap directly into an unimaginably vast fabric of reality, the strange and counterintuitive world of quantum mechanics in another dimension. So right from the get-go, we see that the D-Wave is something that is quite different from what we're used to seeing in a computer system. And this is some interesting. I posted some of this stuff. And D-Wave Quantum Computer Systems founder, Jordy Rose, says to watch out for a tsunami of demons coming through soon.
That just sounds
great. He goes, Jordy Rose said that this D-Wave quantum computer capable and able to summon a tsunami of demons or aliens that are the equivalent of the old ones spoken by the horror author H.P. Lovecraft. Additionally, the creator of D-Wave computers says that standing next to one of these D-Wave computers is like standing at the altar of an alien god. These tools are pushing us ever so rapidly into creating, building, and somewhat tech leaders call summoning a race of super intelligent AI. Yeah, it sounds like something I really, really don't want to do.
Pretty wild.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, and it says those of us who are awake, and we can see this for what it is, know that what they are summoning are not so-called aliens, but rather fallen angels themselves. These angels are on the same old ones list that were locked away by God himself for 70 generations, which from what we can calculate using biblical times and dates has now come to pass. They are now free from their bonds imposed on them by God, but they are still behind the veil, as it were. These entities want in, and these idiots at D-Wave and CERN are giving them exactly what they want. I guess God destroying the world with a flood because of what these fallen angels did in the days of Noah was not enough to open our eyes. As the Bible says in Luke 17:26, just as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the returning of the Son of Man. So it seems that history is destined to repeat itself. Between CERN and D-Wave, we are speeding right into it full bore. We talked about this in depth yesterday, but I wanted to read this to you. I posted this. You guys can read it. But this is what we're involved with right now as far as this research that we're doing that we want to put $500 billion into.
Yeah, there's a lot going on with that whole thing, though. I don't know if they're doing this to try to see, because there's a couple aspects of it. Because I looked into a lot last night. A, there's no funding for it right
now.
None. The companies are even involved in, I mean, dude, Microsoft, I mean, none of these companies are liquid like that. Oh, we're going to throw $500 billion.
Well, they want we the people to pay for
it. Right, they want we the people to pay for it. However, there's a lot of new blood in Congress right now that I don't think has any interest in pumping this kind of money into private sector.
Well, that's why like Musk made that comment. It's, you know, it's not going to happen.
Where's this capital coming from? And so what this may be doing, this is just my opinion, what they may have done this for is to get the public response via algorithms and social medias and see how everybody feels about this type of platform and this type of money being put in this type of project. That may have been the case because I told you guys before, remember, they already use AI to go in and monitor public perception. They look at comments. They look at hashtags. They look at likes. They look at forwards. And they may have done this to see what the public response was going to be on rolling out this type of system. And they sure got one. And it was negative. There has not been a lot of positivity to this at all, except in some of the stock market AI platforms that have gotten a slight boost as far as in their share prices. But at the end of the day, I don't think anybody cares about dumping that much money into AI, nor do we want to. Right now, we got a whole lot of other things to work on.
Yeah, tsunami of demons just doesn't sound okay.
That really doesn't sound fun.
No.
That doesn't sound fun at all.
Speaking of tsunami of demons, here we go. Ready? Washington Episcopal Bishop Marianne Woody claimed Wednesday on the ABC's The View, another tsunami of demons there, that her message to President Donald Trump during the National Prayer Service at Washington National Cathedral was a truth that needed to be said. Now, what did she say? And this is I'm going to comment on this. This is strange. Tuesday at the service, Buddy said, I ask you to have mercy upon the people in our country who are scared now. They're the gay, lesbian, transgender children, Democratic, Republican, independent families who some fear for their lives. And the people who pick our crops and clean our office buildings, who labor on our poultry farms and meatpacking plants, who wash the dishes after we eat restaurants. Whoa. Oh, no, this is, they may not be citizens or have proper documentation, but the vast majority of immigrants are not criminals. Okay, now, let's break this down.
Okay,
First of all, she's clearly a lesbian. All right, that's number one.
Close to dang near racist, too. So she's saying that's the only position that they can do, and that's all they have to do
And what she's saying is that they're fearing for their lives. Now, you know, the thing about it is, I know there's some people out there that are pretty bigoted. I got that, all right? Bigotry is okay in some cases. Sometimes it's just not. You know, I'm bigoted against, pedophiles. I can't stand
them.
I'd rather take them out back and just actually put a beating on one because I can't stand them. They need to be locked up. Yeah, they need to be in prison forever. I can't stand pedophiles, all right? So I'm bigoted against them. Say, well, are you saying you're a bigot? In some cases, I'm pretty bigoted towards certain things like that. I really am. But, you know, I'm not really bigoted towards gays and lesbians and transgender children. I just feel sorry for them.
It makes me upset, not towards them, the fact that the people that brainwashed them and groomed them.
Oh,
that's what it comes down to. Yeah. 5 and 6 year olds aren't transgenders. They don't have any gender identity when it comes to this concept.
Hormones at that age.
They're trying to figure out how they absolutely fit into the world of being a child. Their brains aren't even functioning properly. They're not even gelled up, and you're sitting there telling the kid, well, Timmy, are you sure you're not really Susie? Are you sure you're not a girl?
It's like Charlize Theron, who I think is a dude. Personally, I do.
Aren't all of her kids tranny? Allegedly,
yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah,
she's raising them all as transgender.
Like 2 or 3 kids, and they're all transgender. I'm like, what's the statistical probability of that?
So I personally think she's a dude. Got to admit, she's weird. A good looking dude.
She's disgusting now.
But you know, the thing that bothers me with this is they take these trannies like that, which I think she is. That's my opinion, and they basically put them in front of us as women. And the guys look at her and go, oh, you're hot. And you're thinking to yourself, well, gosh, she's a tranny. I can't think she's hot. This is awful.
No, she is or not. I mean, that's speculation with her. Now, Big Mike, that's no question about that. His shoulders are way too big. I got to get on his regiment.
He's got a set of traps on him, man.
Dude, shoulder press on it. Also, too, this is another.
Did you see the video of him doing those military presses with 2 1/4? I mean, repping them, man.
No, there's not a video of that, is there?
No, there's not a video of that. I've made that up.
I got to find it.
I made that up.
Are you doing military presses?
But if he was younger, though, and you saw him in the gym before he transitioned, I guess, would you be surprised if he could do that? I wouldn't.
No, not at all.
I don't normally do that. I apologize. I had a lot of you going for a second.
We've been talking about food lately. This is the second huge recall from Walmart in 2 weeks now. 12,000 cartons of Great Value chicken broth have now been recalled because essentially they're saying that it may have an issue with sterility, being sterile, and out of a factor of it could have been possibly exposed to something with bird flu. No testing has been done to show bird flu. No birds are involved in it from bird flu. But, we're recalling this. That also happened with a bunch of meat packaging products I talked about a couple weeks ago. But the 48-ounce cartons of Great Value, essentially 2,000 cases or 12,000 cartons, have now been recalled from 9 states. And what's interesting about this is at the same time now, you've got this bird flu that's spreading across Georgia, halting all poultry sales now. Department of Georgia Agriculture reported on Wednesday the agency detected a case of
mass
flu.
Mass on the birds.
Yeah, you like that? I saw that.
I looked up.
Tell me.
My microphone was in the way. I looked up and said, you've got to be kidding. Chickens are wearing masks. I guess they're Fauci devotees.
tell me you don't see the hardcore leftist Democrats. The birds need masks. How are they going to eat, ding dong? How are they going to eat?
How are they going to forage all day?
Yeah. And so, again, this is happening now in Georgia. At the same time now, this is the positive news, lab-grown meat is getting backlash at an unprecedented rate now. Florida, yes, us and our snow down here with Alabama, have now banned all lab-grown meat for consumption. I talked to this was actually from last year with DeSantis. He's the one who put this into place. And while other three others have proposed similar restrictions on the controversial printed meat, additional 10 states are now mandating full labeling of all lab-grown meat. Meanwhile, the rest of the United States has no regulations governing fake meat. Surprise, surprise. This is a map of it right now. The fact that we're having to come in now and say you are not going to be able to sell or consume lab-grown meat that's full of chemicals that was made in a petri dish, essentially from
like cancer tumors.
Yeah, that's exactly for like tumors from nuts, for protein tissue that they grow in petri dishes and grow into this loaf. Then they got to hit it with formaldehyde and all these chemicals to make sure there's nothing growing else on it. Then they got to process it. Then they got to put all kinds of chemicals to make it taste decent. They chop up a nice little patty. It's like, oh, yeah, this is safe. I mean, I thought the plant-based meat with the soybean and the canola oil was bad enough. I thought that was bad enough. Pretty doggone toxic, loaded with glyphosate, loaded with soy. They couldn't leave it there. They couldn't just leave it there and take their win. They had to go in and start doing lab-grown meat from tumors, essentially, and selling it.
But remember, though, the Kabbalist Luciferian Synagogue of Satan, which is controlled through the fallen angels and Lucifer, they don't think that you deserve to have proper nourishment.
That's true.
They want to keep you basically as sick as they possibly can because they hate you because you're creating God's image. And because you're creating God's image, you have a soul. So they're not only they hate you because you're creating God's image, they're jealous of you because they want to be you.
Well, they want to keep everybody just alive enough to extract their money out of them. That's what it is.
And it's a little bit more than that. It's because the money and it's also the energy they produce.
Yeah.
Because human beings, we're like a little battery, actually.
And what they call it, copper top?
Yeah, pretty much. And they have a tendency to want to absorb that because, remember, they've been cut off from source as far as God Almighty, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the great I am, because when they rebelled, and so the energy that they got from God is no longer available to them, so they have to absorb our energy. That's what human sacrifice is all about. That's what abortion is all about. All of this stuff goes right back to the spiritual aspects of it. If you understand that, it starts to make more sense.
This is under Trump's second term. We believe the backlash to lab-grown meat will only supercharge from here. His growing number of states will issue proposed legislation to ban the science experiment meat. Florida DeSantis banned fake meat early 2024. He said the state was taking action to stop the World Economic Forum's goal of forcing the world to eat lab-grown meat and insects. Hoorah to that. So, again, another reason why.
No, go back to that one. Go back to that one. I want to read that. Oh, you lost it. Oh, no.
I got it.
Yes. Look what he says. What DeSantis also said, if take your fake lab-grown meat elsewhere, Addy, we're not doing that in the state of Florida. We'd like to have like beef. That.
Yeah.
Good steak.
Well, then what everybody's talking about, too, is not only that. You're taking the entire industry and you're trying to put out of business. As far as with dairy farmers, with cattle farmers.
Well, it says you have cows have flatulence.
Yeah.
And they're contributing to global warming.
Because that just happened, apparently.
That's why
just
we have 9 inches of snow.
That's just about Florida. So we got almost a foot of snow in the panhandle on the beach because, you're right. Again, they're going to spend it. They're like, listen, the reason why this happened is because the EV mandates the last couple of years.
Well, yeah, because, the cows aren't putting out as much flatulence.
Yeah.
Remember, human beings breathe air. We're carbon units, so basically they want to charge us carbon taxes. Yep. You know, it's just like these greedy Sabbatian Kabbalists, Luciferian Synagogue of Satan, to try to charge us to breathe. I mean, when all else fails, make you pay for the air you breathe.
Because
unbelievable.
That's what they call the free air. They got to tax the free air.
Speaking of the Luciferian group. Our $101 trillion debt problem. This is the number one tool the elite used to enslave us.
They're not elite. They're scum.
This is the number one tool the scum of the planet.
There you go.
Used to enslave
Austin
us.
Austin, correction on that one.
Good job, Austin. Right now, a tremendous awakening is happening as people all over the world become educated about the tools that the elite used to enslave us to their system. The number one tool they used to enslave us is debt. That is the absolute truth.
That's true.
The financial powers of the world used to enslave individuals, corporations, and governments, and that's why the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil.
There you go.
For thousands of years, humanity has been taught the proverb that the borrower is servant to the lender, right out of Proverbs. And yet today, billions of people around the globe have unwillingly made themselves servants of the money powers. You see, when you borrow money from a financial institution, you not only have to pay back the money, but you also pay back the interest.
Yep.
In fact, often the interest ends up being much more than the principal of the loan. Thus, the borrower ends up devoting a great deal of his time or labor earning more money for the lender. Yes, there are times when it's necessary to borrow money, but what we have been doing over the past 30 years goes beyond necessary borrowing. The fact that the U.S. government is now $36 trillion, that's included unfunded liabilities, by the way, and debt gets a lot of attention, but the truth is state and local governments, corporations, and U.S. households have piled up enormous mountains of debts, closer to $101 trillion. Now, remember, if you have $100 trillion and you get 10% interest on it every year, I guess you're going to get, you know, $10 trillion in interest.
Holy moly.
The M1 money supply is only a couple trillion dollars. So, in other words, you give them all the money that's left in circulation because of the interest.
It doesn't never pay the interest.
The interest was never printed.
It doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist. So you can never pay it back. This whole facade of this national debt, we just need to walk back up to the Rothschild banking cartels with a wheelbar with a big note that says this is the debt and dump it on their doorstep
and say,
eat it. You're done. This is your this is your problem, not ours. And then issue debt-free currency.
My favorite statement. This is a you problem, y'all. It's not a me problem.
Hey, my same I would be, this is not my circus.
Yep.
You are not my monkey. I'm done with you. You guys have fun with this. Take your debt back.
Well, no. And you talk. This goes back to that money magic, though. Mm-hmm. All the
Babylonian
way back
money magic.
All the way back to the Babylonian times. All the way back to the times when Jesus was around with the unjust scales.
And I'm telling you, it goes one notch further. It goes back to the fallen angels, and it goes to the pre-Adamic race and the fall of Lucifer. I guarantee you he was doing the same crap back then.
Manipulating the money.
Yeah, I guarantee he was. And that's because he was buying and the selling and all the other stuff.
I've told this story before, and it was pretty cool to buy Museum in D.C. when we went up there. I don't really prefer to go to D.C. very often, especially after they arrested so many people.
Have a private tour there.
Having went around, but the Bible Museum is really cool. They'll take you through a lot of cool stuff, and there's a whole section on the financial aspects back then, and they have some legitimate scales with the stones, with the measurements, with the weights, with the price, with all the stuff on them, and they specifically talked about them. I have some of them there that were stones that were designed. So say somebody came in and they had an ounce of silver. Well, then they matched it with an ounce of gold. That's how they measured it. Well, they come in and all of a sudden the stone would be slightly heavier. So they go, this isn't an ounce of silver. What do you mean it's an ounce of silver? No. This is a 1 ounce stone. It's a 1 ounce measure stone. It's not. This is one ounce silver. Sorry, but you need to cough up some more money. Well, then they found out later on is that the money lenders, the people that were running the financial system then that still do it now, that still have dual citizenship in our Congress in some cases, they were manipulating and making the stones heavier because they had unjust scales in order to rip people off.
And they actually had several sets of unjust scales.
They had them there. Mm-hmm. And so it was very interesting to see because I've always been into big finance and all that. And when you see that, you realize that this is not something new. It's been something they've been doing for a very, very long time.
Long, long time.
Long time. Also, too, in other news, this is a study on COVID now, breaking emails obtained from the FDA by CHD, Children's Health Defense, this is Kennedy's site, reveal the government's failure to monitor any COVID vaccine injury reports in the beginning phase. This is crazy here. FDA posted the emails one day after the agency objected to a motion filed by Children's Health Defense in a federal court pertaining to the 2023 Freedom of Information Act lawsuit seeking information the agency's monitoring on VAERS. And what's crazy about this is they revealed the first 18 months of the COVID vaccine rollout, the agency's data monitoring of the VAERS report showed consistent alerts for serious adverse events, including death for the vaccine. Meanwhile, the FDA's monitoring found almost no safety signals for the Moderna and Pfizer shots, only found it for Janssen, failing to detect signals even for widely recognized risks like myocarditis, pericarditis. The information contained in the email sent by the FDA to key personnel in the CDC between January 21 and July 2022. Each email is accompanied by a list of adverse events, which the FDA says its weekly data analysis of VAERS yields statistical alert indicating potential side effects. The FDA posted the email under the banner Empirical Bayesian Data Mining Records. Now, what's crazy about this is, according to the records, the emails are further evidence of the federal government's failure to make good on its promise to use VAERS as early warning systems to detect and act on risk associated with new vaccines, meaning they knew what was going on. The VAERS was reporting what was happening. People were getting sick and dying. Myocarditis was going, and the FDA was completely ignoring it on the reporting forms that they were giving to the CDC and what they were disclosing. Because remember, they said, if you guys remember this, the CDC came out in December 2020, and they said, when we roll the shot out, we're going to give you weekly updates on the safety of this shot once we roll it out. You're going to have full-blown reports that the public will have access to every week regarding the safety of this shot, the adverse events, the effectiveness, et cetera, everything. Not one report was ever released. They completely ignored what they said they were going to do. They acted like they never said it. But yet behind the scenes, the FDA was clearly watching it, at the same time refusing to address it and completely shelling it under the rug. As it says here, the VAERS reported approximately 1.4 million severe adverse events related with the COVID shot in the first 18 months of the shot being rolled out.
Unbelievable.
And yet they continued to ignore it and told everybody it's safe, safe and effective. Mm-hmm. If you don't get the shot, your family's not safe. The only way they're safe is if you get the shot, because their shot doesn't work unless you get the shot. Still don't understand that with the vaccine standpoint.
Well, the whole crazy part about all of this is that the population of the United States capitulated.
A lot of them did. Not all of them.
I keep running into more and more people who didn't do it. But
a lot of the younger generation.
About 80% did.
A lot of the younger generation.
A lot of the younger ones, and they're 18, 19, 20 years old, so I've been doing that. I remember that happened when I was at Florida State with the flu shot, that swine flu shot. They were like, we got to do swine flu shot. I said, I'm not doing that. I said, not even tested.
Well, see, the thing is, and I've talked to a lot of kids in my, I call them kids, but a lot of people in my age group and younger now about this topic. And see, the difference was a lot of the older generation that's in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, they've been told for years that the vaccines were good. Get your shot, get your shot. Your kids get your shot. They've been brainwashed into that. The thing about it is what we've had happen now in the last 20 years was the availability of information via the internet. And a lot of the younger generation now actually researches in some cases. And we've looked at it and we go, look at what they did with the monkeypox. Look at what they did with the Simeon 40 shot. Look at what they did in Vietnam. Look at what they – and you start reading more and more and you're like, but after all these things the government lied to us about for the last 50, 60, 70 years, they're definitely telling us the truth that this COVID shot's safe and effective. And everybody goes, nah, that's going to be a hard pass for me, bro. That's – I'm good. I think I'll just take COVID myself.
Yeah, I felt sorry for all the people that had to support their families and eat, pay their bills.
That was Biden and OSHA. That was completely illegal, and that's why the Supreme Court ruled it down.
That's right.
And it's crazy the fact that they still attempted to do that to everybody. And the other thing that makes me mad about it, they never even addressed it or apologized.
Oh, no.
No, they never came back and said, you know what? My bad. We made a mistake. We shouldn't have tried to mandate this. OSHA overstepped. We apologize. Please forgive us for our wrongdoing. They went, we did nothing wrong. You should still get the shot. There's 15 boosters available.
Remember, narcissists and psychopaths don't apologize.
That's true. And sociopaths love to inflict pain on one another.
Well, if you remember that, you know, I taught you kids when you were young how to apologize. Yep. It doesn't come natural for people to apologize.
Well, no, and it definitely doesn't come natural for psychopaths and sociopaths.
No, especially narcissists. I mean, it's very difficult for a narcissist to say, please forgive me. I really regret what I did.
Yeah.
You don't say I'm sorry. Say please forgive me. That's a whole different level of apology.
Yeah.
And a lot of people can't do that. And because I know my mom, you know, being a European, she had a hard time with that.
Yeah.
And I she never taught me that. She'd yell at me and apologize. She'd hit me with something. It was awful. You know, take responsibility for what you do. I'm like, I didn't mean to do it.
The beatings will continue until the morale improves.
Oh my gosh, it was rough. You're being raised by somebody out of Germany. Whoa. Oh, by the way, Dan McLaughlin said, read what Trump said about Biden's shameful crime family pardons. You'll never look at Joe the same way again. Yeah. He was smarter than everybody. And the thing Trump basically said, the reason you're doing this, you're basically indirectly pardoning yourself.
That's exactly right.
And so so I thought that was pretty interesting that he said that. I'm not going to read you the whole thing because we're almost out of time. But it was insane. But again, with Burisma and getting all that money out of Ukraine, the most corrupt country in the world, and, you know,
10% of the big guy.
Yeah, well, you know, and you got
in the Hunter Biden emails.
You got Zelensky over there running around, you know, naked playing a piano with his appendages.
I mean, saw an article earlier here, and he's super mad. It's apparently
Trump's kid. Trump's a weirdo.
Yeah, man. Trump's basically has, like, he's not returning his phone calls, and now we're talking to Putin every day about calming this whole thing down. So, I need more money. I got to buy another Bugatti. Where's my money at, guys?
I mean, we're like, buying his mansions here in the United States.
Yeah, D&D, bro. Sorry, we don't want to talk to you right now. This whole thing over there is turning into such a shame. And the sad part about it is, is so many young Ukrainian boys have been thrown in the meat grinder for no reason over there. Just for no reason. Just fodder for death. For a war that's not even necessary.
No, there's a reason for it. They want to get rid of that neo-Nazi presence over there in Ukraine.
It's not just neo-Nazi presence. They want to get rid of that entire bloodline.
That's what I'm talking about.
They weren't all neo-Nazis. A lot of these kids were young.
A lot of these guys were running around with swastikas on over there in that Ukraine.
I saw some of them, but
they wiped them out now.
They wiped out the. They're trying to conscript 17 and 18 year olds.
If they can catch them, they will.
Yeah,
and they've got to find them first.
That's why so many of them. I remember I talked to an Uber driver in Vegas when I was there for the SEMA Auto Show. And he was from Ukraine. He was like 20-something years old. He was an Uber driver in Vegas. I said, where'd you come over here? He goes, dude, want to get out of that country. He goes, the most of it's fine. He goes, the problem is if you're running around, even in the really, really great parts that are still awesome, and you get caught, you get busted, or you get arrested, or you get detained for anything, they can script you. You get busted for something, or you get pulled over, they find out you're there, and you haven't basically enlisted. He goes, you're conscripted. You didn't do anything. And I'm like, he's like, I don't want to fight that. He's like, there's no reason for a war over there. He goes, we didn't do anything. I'm like, wow. Yeah.
I'm like, outrage and confusion as thousands of refugees stranded in Afghanistan after Trump cancels the flights. I thought the refugees were out of Afghanistan.
They have been.
That's what I thought.
That's a theater post trying to make everybody feel bad.
Outrage is brewing after Trump signed an executive order suspending the arrival of refugees, which because he stopped all his foreign aid.
Yeah.
And so what they're doing, they're twisting
that's
this.
That's exactly what they're doing. And what's happened is now with that, and to clarify this, they have still been bringing people out of Afghanistan here through that refugee resettlement program and bringing them to the United States. I mean, we've been paying to do that. And he has now stopped that because, quite frankly, 99% of the people that were actual real refugees have already gotten out of Afghanistan. You just have people over there now. A lot of them are terrorist cells that are trying to come over here.
They were still trying to come from Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Qatar. Yeah. And the unbelievably horrible Senator Lindsey Graham, who carries a purse.
Well, if they're refugees, why don't they just go to Saudi?
He says,
to Saudi Arabia. Says, they'll take care of them.
Among those who express concerns, the signal to be discussed with the Trump administration. If you're associated with helping us, I want you to be liberated from the Taliban, Graham said. When asked about the concerns of the Afghan refugees being in limbo, Senator Mullen of Oklahoma, who has worked in legislation to support Afghans, who aided the U.S., said he would make calls, but Daily Mail was the first to bring the issue to national light. But you can see that some of these transport planes, these guys are packed in, these C-140s. I mean, unbelievable how many people.
The Taliban, ISIS, the CIA manufactured these groups. We funded these groups. We trained these groups.
And we gave them new Toyotas.
I talked to multiple guys, including one of my best friends who used to be a GRS operator, and he flat out said the last tour he did as a Ranger, when he came back, he said one of the biggest things they were doing was they were dropping off all these weapons systems and pallets of weapons over there to basically train the counter fighters. And he got back, and on all national television, all he saw were the ISIS guys and the trucks and the guns, and he goes, those were literally the guys that we just armed. The guys that we're saying are the terrorists now are the guys that we just dropped off multiple C-130 loads of pallets, air missiles, grenades, everything, dropped them off. Those are the guys we're supposed to be helping fight. Those are the terrorists. We directly fund them every single war. So don't buy into a lot of this, my guys.
Well, that feeds the military-industrial complex.
Exactly right. The same thing we're doing in Ukraine. Mm-hmm. The reason why all these weapons systems are going to Ukraine are not to fight this massive war. There is no massive war in Ukraine. There's conflicts on border areas, but there's not some massive regional war across multiple countries. No, it's not happening. The amount of weapon systems that we're sending
there could do it.
You can do it. Oh, yeah. We can feed a giant war with all the Patriot systems. So, again, my friends, keep the information out there. Keep your head strong. Realize the vast majority of what you hear about in the mainstream media is propaganda. It's designed to control you, designed to make you think away, act away, and do things that they want you to do in the way they want you to do them. Question everything you see and everything you hear right now. And thank you for the support of Health Masters. You need the best detoxifying liver support on the planet, N-acetylcysteine. You really want to stock with it. It's the ultimate liver support that we have, the liver support and the detox form, N-acetylcysteine, on sale right now for product of the week. Thank you, my friends. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.
Always remember what George Carlin said. He said, basically, my first rule is this. I don't believe anything the government tells me. Nothing. Zero. Guys, I tell you what you can believe. You believe I love you, and I appreciate you, and I thank God Almighty every day for you, and I pray for you all the time, and I thank you for your prayers back. You remember, Jesus is the answer for all of this. We're never going to find a political solution to a spiritual problem with the United States. Always keep your hearts and minds on Christ all the days of your lives. I love you guys so much. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Thank you, guys.